Nya nya nya. Ba. Mba. Babwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch
history,
to Progressive history, today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Today's episode is dedicated to the house roof, the lovely chhat that we don't often visit anymore. When I was a kid, I'm a 90s child, and I remember this very clearly. My brother and I would finish our homework at 5 in the evening, and we would run to the roof to help our mother hang clothes for drying. We didn't have a washing machine then, so whenever Ma would wring the clothes, I would throw that water on my younger brother. I was scolded for it a lot, actually. Then when it would rain, my friends and I would go to the roof and dance. We also used to fly kites a lot. There was this one time when someone sent their phone number scribbled on a kite, and we girls were confused as to what it was. And then there were power cuts at night, so we would sleep on our charpais, and I remember this very vividly. My brother and I would count the stars. I'm sure you too have many memories attached to the roof. Strangely, we don't go to our roofs anymore. It's too hot, and then also we have become so busy that we don't even sit in our verandas on a weekday. And many of us are living in places where even having a roof is such a luxury. But guess what? Because of this lockdown, young people are discovering roofs again. This is Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and you're listening to the second season of The Millennial Mind. Kritika Ved, she's a software engineer in Delhi, and she has been dating this guy who also lives in her colony for 7 months now. They used to regularly go for night outs and weekend movie nights and Sunday brunches, but of course, after the lockdown, they're stuck inside the house. So Kritika came up with a solution. They now spend an hour every evening talking to each other on the phone while looking at each other from their roofs.
Look at each other and talk on the phone about a day, about the birds, about which places we will go once we are done with this lockdown. It's a little funny, but it's also very romantic.
Besides the rooftop date, they keep sending each other photos, videos, emojis, GIFs, just to keep each other updated about their day.
It starts and ends with a video chat, but there's an old world charm to meeting on roofs in the evening. To be honest, I got the idea from a Hindi film.
I did ask her which movie it was, but she can't recall. This pandemic has turned our life upside down, but it has also made us more innovative, even when it comes to the dating game. Sometime in March, there was this video of a man in New York who gave a woman across the street his number while she was on her rooftop using a drone. Wait, it gets more innovative. After they started talking and FaceTiming each other, he asked her out on a real date. But of course, he didn't want to risk anything, so naturally, he decided to inflate a absorbing bubble and get inside it. And then they met. Cute, right? Did you notice the importance of the chhat, though? If you look at Hindi films, it's not too difficult to find two lovers meeting on the roof. Whether it was Aamir Khan and Nandita Das in the iconic kite-flying scene in the film 1947, or Pulkit Samrat and Priya Anand meeting secretly on her rooftop in Phukre, the roof has always been a symbol of freedom. But just like turmeric latte and the dalgona coffee, people in the West are now discovering the goodness of the roof, especially for romance. But we Indians did this long, long, long time ago. Around 2004-2005, Nisha Verma used to go to her roof in Chandni Chowk every evening to speak with her boyfriend, who was just a few roofs away.
I used to live in a joint family and meeting outside wasn't possible since Chandni Chowk is so crowded and everybody knows everyone. So I would spend some 1 to 2 hours to talk to him over the phone.
Though they didn't end up together, Nisha still cherishes the memory of going to the rooftop and talking to him while staring at the Jama Masjid Mosque. I also met a very happy couple who met on the roof in the 1970s Delhi. Anil Walia, he's in his 60s now, met his wife Mukta at the age of 14 in Pahadganj. Mukta must have been 10 when she moved into the third floor of a building, and Anil lived in the same building on the first floor. That's how they met. He told me over a landline call that they used to play games and talk about the smallest of things during their rooftop dates. Since there were no mobile phones, telephones, it was the roof that brought them together. They live in the same building now, and they see couples meeting on the neighborhood roofs during evenings. It's so strange that it took a crisis like COVID-19 to make people realize the freedom and the comfort the roof offers. Of course, we are craving to step out, to go for movies, to go for brunches, to go for dinner dates. But the freedom of the roof is something else, isn't it?
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.